1 Kings chapter 6. And it came to pass in the 480th year after the children of Israel had come out of the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, 3107 AH, 935 BC, in the month Zif. Modern Iyar, April-May. Which is the second month, that he began to build the house, temple. Of the Lord, Jehovah. And the house which King Solomon built for the Lord, Jehovah, its length was 60 cubits, about 90 feet, 27.4 meters. And its width 20 cubits. About 30 feet or 9.1 meters, and its height 30 cubits, about 45 feet or 13.7 meters. And the porch on the front of the temple of the house, was 20 cubits long, about 30 feet, 9.1 meters. According to the width of the house, temple. And its width was 10 cubits. About 15 feet, 3.05 meters, in front of the house. Temple. And for the house, temple, he made windows of narrow lights. And against the wall of the house, temple, he built rooms all around, against the walls of the house. Temple. Both of the temple and of the innermost sanctuary he made rooms all around. The lowest room was 5 cubits wide. About 7.5 feet, 2.3 meters. And the middle room, above it, was 6 cubits wide. About 9 feet, 2.7 meters. And the third room, on top, was 7 cubits wide. About 10.5 feet or 3.2 meters. Because outside in the wall of the house, temple, he made narrow supports all around, so that the beams would not be fastened in the walls of the house. Temple. And when the house, temple, was being built, its stones were made ready before they were brought to the site, so that there was neither hammer nor axe nor any tool of iron heard in the house, temple. While it was being built, the door for the middle chamber was in the right side of the house, temple. And they went up with winding stairs into the middle room, on the second level. And out of the middle room into the third level. So he built the house, and finished it. And covered the house with beams and boards of cedar. And then he built rooms against all the house, 5 cubits high, about 7.5 feet, 2.3 meters, and they rested on the house with timbers of cedar. And the word of the Lord, Jehovah, came to Solomon, saying, concerning this house, temple, which you are building, if you will walk in my laws, and execute my judgments, and keep all my commandments to walk in them. Then I will perform my word with you, which I spoke to David your father, and I will live among the children of Israel, and will not forsake my people Israel. So Solomon built the house, temple, and finished it. And he built the walls of the house, temple, inside with boards of cedar, both the floor of the house, and the walls of the ceiling, and he covered them on the inside with wood, and covered the floor of the house with planks of fir. And he built 20 cubits, about 30 feet, 9.1 meters, on the sides of the house. Temple. Both the floor and the walls with boards of cedar. He even built them for it inside, even for the sanctuary, even for the most holy place, holy of holies. And the house. Temple. That is, the temple in front of it, was 40 cubits long, about 60 feet. 18.3 meters. And the cedar of the house. Temple, inside was carved with gourds and open flowers, all was cedar. No stone was seen there. And the Holy of Holies he prepared inside the house, to set the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, Jehovah. And the Holy of Holies in the forefront was 20 cubits in length, about 30 feet, 9.1 meters. And 20 cubits in width. About 30 feet. 9.1 meters, and 20 cubits in its height. About 30 feet, 9.1 meters, and he overlaid it with pure gold. And so covered the altar which was of cedar. So Solomon overlaid the house. Temple. Inside with pure gold. And he made a partition by the chains of gold before the Holy of Holies, and he overlaid it with gold. And the whole house. Temple. He overlaid with gold. Until he had finished all the house, temple. Also the whole altar that was by the Holy of Holies he overlaid with gold. And inside the Holy of Holies he made two cherubims of olive tree, each 10 cubits high, about 15 feet, 4.6 meters, and 5 cubits, about 7.5 feet, 2.3 meters, was the one wing of the cherub, and 5 cubits, about 7.5 feet, 2.3 meters, the other wing of the cherub. From the outermost part of the one wing to the outermost part of the other were 10 cubits, about 15 feet, 4.6 meters. And the other cherub was 10 cubits, about 15 feet, 4.6 meters. Both the cherubims were of one measure and one size. The height of the one cherub was 10 cubits, about 15 feet, 4.6 meters, and so was the height of the other cherub. And he set the cherubims within the inner house, temple. And they stretched forth the wings of the cherubims, so that the wing of the one touched the one wall, and the wing of the other cherub touched the other wall, and their wings touched one another in the midst of the house, temple. And he overlaid the cherubims with gold. And he carved all the walls of the house, temple, all around with carved figures of cherubims and palm trees and open flowers, inside and outside. And the floor of the house, temple, he overlaid with gold, inside and outside. And for the entrance of the Holy of Holies he made doors of olive tree. The door header and side posts were a fifth part of the wall. The two doors also were of olive tree. And he carved upon them carvings of cherubims and palm trees and open flowers, and overlaid them with gold, and spread gold upon the cherubims, and upon the palm trees. So he also made for the door of the temple posts of olive tree, a fourth part of the wall. And the two doors were of fir tree. The two leaves of the one door were folding, and the two leaves of the other door were folding. And he carved on them cherubims and palm trees and open flowers, and covered them with gold fitted upon the carved work. And he built the inner court with three rows of cut stone, and a row of cedar beams. In the fourth year of Solomon's reign, 3007 AH, 935 BC, the foundation of the house of the Lord, Jehovah, was laid, in the month Zif, modern Iyar, April-May. And in the 11th year, 3114 AH, 928 BC, in the month of Bul, modern Heshvan, October-November, which is the 8th month, the house was finished throughout all its parts, and according to all its fashion. So he was 7 years in building it.